They wanted to gather an army of supporters for what they're feeling was their truth. And, yeah, I mean, I get it. They're human. We all have done that in the past, I guess. Want people on our side. But sometimes it's how do you deal with somebody that says, Les, I don't want to hear the truth. I don't want to hear facts. I just want to keep believing what I want to believe. Okay. Have a nice life. You know? I can't get through to somebody like that. I'm sorry. And maybe this is wrong for me, but I told the guy one time, I'd rather be drinking coffee than wasting good air with you. What do you mean? Because he had made a comment. He said, yeah, you know God doesn't heal anymore today. And boy, that took me back. I said, really? Well, yep, God stopped healing. He stopped healing. Yeah. Show me chapter and verse. Well, and I don't know. It went all over me. And he said, well, I'll debate that with you. I said, no, I'm not going to debate you. I'm not going to waste good air. And what are you talking about? I said, well, because literally God has used me to lay hands on people, and he physically healed them. So you saying God doesn't heal anymore is, nah. You know, apparently you've not seen it, which is sad, but you're not going to convince me. I don't think he's in. And other people have said, well, God stopped talking. He doesn't talk anymore. Yeah, right. He never stopped talking. You know. It's so funny, the lies that people believe, I guess is what I'm saying. So,
would now be a good time for some prayer requests?
Sure.
Okay. Let's pray for Haley Lovell, my granddaughter. And then continue to pray for Robert Kraft. And continue to pray for Kaylin Lovell.
So, Lord, we lift up Haley, Father. Beautiful young lady inside and out. Lord, I just lift her up to you, Father, and whatever her needs are, Father. Well, let me do this first. Lord, we just come against the attack of the enemy. We pray in agreement, and we just cancel Satan's assignment. We break his power over her life. And again, Lord, we just ask you to send warring angels to protect her heart, her mind, her will, emotion, just everything about her, Lord. She's a mighty warrior. That's what she is called to be, a mighty warrior for your kingdom. She is a kingdom advancer, a life giver. In Jesus' name, we just declare and decree that she is going to get through whatever she's dealing with, Father, that you are the author of her life. You're the author of her future. So we just say, Satan, you're dismissed. End of discussion. No debate. You're out of there. So, Lord, again, we just ask you give her an open heaven so she hears your voice clearly. And we bless her life in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we lift up Robert Kraft. Again, Lord, I don't know exactly what's going on, but same thing, Father. We just know that he's here because you want him here. Psalms 139 says, you knew him before he was ever formed in his mother's womb, that all of his days were written down before one of them came to be. So, Lord, I just pray that he's going to fulfill his destiny. And, again, we come against the enemy. Satan, you're dismissed. End of discussion. So, Lord, again, we just pray that he would seek you out, Father, that he would go to his knees, start his day on his knees, because he knows that you'll help him stand through anything. So, Lord, I bless his life in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we lift up Kaylin Lovell, Father, again. We just know that, we know, Father, that you have destiny purposes for all of us. And the enemy's trying to get them off track. So, Lord, I don't know what the situation is, but, Father, we just know that you've got Kaylin in your hands, Father. We just pray for protection, peace, provision, everything that for life and godliness is in Kaylin. So, Lord, again, we just cancel the assignment of the enemy to get them off track. We just bless their lives, Kaylin's life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gateway Church is located at 4772 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors and would love for anyone to come just as you are. And you can join them for their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church eCity or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, OK. Service times are Bible engagement is at 9:45 a.m. Morning worship is at 10:30 a.m. Spanish service at 2 p.m. Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. And if you have any other questions, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. And if you are new and attend any of these services and mention this ad, you will receive a special gift. So come and see and receive what God has in store for you at Gateway Church. We are stronger together. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. The Refuge Church at New Liberty, located at 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks and shoes off, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Getting your oil changed or having your tires rotated isn't always the easiest thing for a woman to have done, but it's always been just fine for me because Barber Dyson Ford takes care of everything. They've always treated me professionally, I've never had to worry about unnecessary work, and the work they've done has kept me on the road and it's kept me safe. That's one reason I'll be a Barber Dyson customer for life. Thanks, Barber Dyson Ford, for providing outstanding service for 25 years.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. I need to do the right thing. The challenge is finding out what that thing is. This is where you develop habits. Good habits produce good results. They're not dependent on what somebody else thinks or even what you think at the time. When you find the right thing, make it a habit.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Our guest for today is Les German. His title for this morning is Truth. Back to you, sir.
Well, there are many, many, many biblical references to truth. Psalms 40:11 says, Lord, do not withhold your mercy from me, for your gracious love and truthfulness will keep me safe continuously. Think about that. Truth will protect us. You know, if an event happens or whatever, and I'm testifying to it or whatever, I speak the truth. I don't have to remember all those 14 lies before. You mean it's safe, and that's something that I could always depend on. People that has the same story over and over and over and over, no matter how I came at it. If the story was the same, then it was true. Or here's something else too. If I heard the same story from multiple unrelated sources, then I have to lend some credibility to it. That was probably true. So there is safety in truth. Psalms 43:3 says, send forth your light and your truth so they may guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain and to your dwelling places. So what's that do? When we speak truth, God invites us to come up to experience him more. Because why? Because if we speak truth if we live our life in truth, then God can trust us. Okay? I don't know if that makes sense or not, but but the Lord spoke to me a long time ago and said, the more pure the vessel, the more power and authority I can trust you with. See, it's not about me, it's about him. And so if I'm speaking truth, if I'm living truth, then he can trust me with more power and authority because I'm a more pure vessel. Does that make sense? And so if I have more power and authority, it's just like a promotion in the spirit realm. And whenever there's a promotion, there's more responsibility, you know? So you don't take that lightly. But I understand that the more responsibility God gives me, it's not about me. It's about I have passed that test, so I'm given a promotion in the spirit realm. Why? To further advance his kingdom, not mine. And if I advance my kingdom, if it's all about me, then God has to spank me. This is serious business. And there are no games in the spirit realm. Let me say it again. There are no games in the spirit realm. He knows, the spirit realm knows what side we're advancing. One of two kingdoms. So, anyway. Seem like I'm preaching, but I'm not. I just want people to understand. It's easier, absolutely easier to tell the truth. I just read, you're safe in telling the truth. Because you don't have to worry about it.
You ain't got to remember what you said.
I know. It's the
and
truth.
And keep up with it.
Yeah. And all this, well, my truth is different than your truth. Baloney. I'm sorry. There's only one truth, and it's called God's truth. Jesus is the truth. I just said that's what he gave me yesterday morning. Jesus is the truth, spiritually and physically. He came in the flesh. He was God's truth, the Word, you know? So Psalms 51:6 says, indeed, you are pleased with truth in the inner person, and you will teach me wisdom in my innermost parts. I love that. So when I'm faced with decisions day to day, and the truth is in me, in my inner person, it just told me that God's going to give me more wisdom. Hello. I like wisdom. I don't like making mistakes. I want to walk with the Lord in every aspect of my life. Psalms 54:5 says, he will turn the evil upon those who lie in wait for me. Cut them off with your truth. Whoa. Cut them off with your truth. So if I'm speaking truth, then the enemy is defeated. Hello. Mm-hmm. Isn't that good? I love that. I mean, I've read Psalms a bunch of times, but yesterday morning when I was going through this, it was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize. The Bible's a living word, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's there for what we need in the times that we need, okay? And so I've read Psalms a bunch of times, but some of these really jumped out at me. And so I put that, I don't know, truth in the inner person. We'll cut off the lies. I like that. Truth, all right, Psalms 85:11. Truth sprouts up from the ground while righteousness looks down from the sky. Now think about this, people. If you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the word says that God sees us, and let me throw this. I think God sees us through a filter called Jesus' blood and calls us righteous. So I don't feel righteous sometimes, very few times. And again, it's not a pride thing. It's just I need to walk in righteousness because that's what Jesus did for me. And my Heavenly Father sees me as righteous even though I don't feel like it. But again, feelings are fickle. Feelings are fleeting. And my feelings can be absolutely 100 degrees wrong, 180 degrees wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I can go on all day about that, but it's there's a couple things Proverbs says 3:3 says, do not let gracious love and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. So if we're speaking lies, we're not loving. You know what I'm saying? If we speak truth, we love. And people, and again, if I've built a relationship with someone, if I'm friends with somebody and they know they can trust me and they trust what I speak is truth, then they're going to receive what I have. If I need to correct them, and I have before with people, and I've allowed people, I've told people, speak, you have permission to speak into my life and speak truth to me, you know. And some of them have, and some of them have jumped into the critical mode. I'm sorry, I don't receive it. I'm not going to be, and maybe, well, let me stop for a second and say this. If someone criticized me, I would go off in my little prayer closet and say, Lord, is that what you say about me? You know, I mean, is there some truth in their criticism? They just don't know how to deliver it. I get that. A lot of people aren't taught, but is there a grain of truth in what they say? And sometimes God said, no. It's coming from their woundedness. Okay, then I don't receive it. And I go on. I don't, you know, God bless them. I'll pray for them, but I'm not going to receive what they say. If God says, no, it wasn't, there's no truth in that. Okay, good. I'm good with that. And I'm a big boy. I can take it. I want to know where are the areas that I need correction in. And again, this will go a long way. Lower your voice and slow your speech and stay there. That brings in peace if you need to correct someone. But understand, pray about it first. If you need to correct someone, this is huge, people. Pray, Lord, give me the right timing. You know, you can't just blurt. Sometimes you just can't blurt. Why? Because God needs to prepare their heart to receive the words that you give. So you got to stay within God's order and God's timing. Because if you don't, things will get messed up big time. So Proverbs 8:7 says, for my mouth speaks the truth. Wickedness is detestable to me. So a lot of our leaders in this country are lying. Just blatant lies. There's no accountability. I'm telling you, that is so detestable to me. And I've had conversations with people, you know, and I won't go into a lot of detail, but so-and-so said, I said, I don't trust him. Why not? Because they've caught him in multiple lies. You know, I just can't trust him that they're going to tell me the truth today when they lied yesterday. Hello. So, Proverbs 12:19. I love Proverbs. Proverbs 12:19 says, a truthful saying is trusted forever, but the liar only for a moment. Isn't that good? It's like, okay, yeah. Because pretty soon those lies are going to be exposed, and his credibility, his trustworthiness is gone. And so when he, even if he told the truth, nobody's going to believe him. You know, you've heard the story about the boy that cried wolf, you know. I'm sorry. It's so true. You lie, you lie, you lie. But then 3 days later, you're telling the truth because it's so important. Guess what? Nobody's going to believe you. So, because you've got that propensity to lie. You've got that. That's in the character, so people aren't gonna really believe it. Um, let's see, there's just so much. It's just incredible. There's one I wanted to read real quick. Let me see. Which one is that? Jeremiah 7:28. You will say to them, this is the nation that wouldn't listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, and wouldn't accept correction. Truth has perished. It has been eliminated from their discussions. That, man, if that doesn't describe our country today, I don't know what does. They wouldn't listen to the voice of the Lord, and it grieves God's heart. And wouldn't accept correction. Truth has perished and has been eliminated from their discussions. Boy, I don't want to get political, but there's a party, one of our parties have basically kicked God out of their party. And I'm sorry, it's so evil. And I heard one politician was talking to another politician about the Constitution. And the other politician said, man, don't even talk about the Constitution. We're done with that. You know? I'm sorry, folks. My belief that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all that, that's a divine-inspired document. Are you kidding me? It has lasted. God has been on the throne of this country for a long time. But yeah, there's always been evil. There's always been whatever, misappropriation of funds, all kinds of stuff. But I'm just saying, for the most part, we've had a moral compass, and that moral compass is spinning in all directions today. So I pray many times, Lord, let your righteous winds of honesty and integrity fill the lungs and invade the hearts of every elected official. And I think God's going to do it. God's not done with this country yet. We're about done. So let me give a practical illustration of someone's lying. Back in the day when I was a police officer, we had a police officer. I'll just say that his first name was John. That's all I'll say. But John was leaving the police station in a hurry to take a call. I mean, it wasn't life-threatening or anything, but he was, you know, going to leave the police station. So he backs his patrol car up and hits another patrol car and dents the driver's door of this other patrol car. Well, so the chief was wanting to know who did this. Well, everybody knew it was John, because within a few minutes, another officer pulls in and noticed the crumpled door that other patrol car. And so when John finished the shift and pulls into the parking lot, they went and looked, and sure enough, there was paint exchange on the bumper. So, you know, anyway, so there's no doubt that John backed into this other patrol car in a hurry to leave the lot, which is, and stuff happens. We get it. He wasn't wasn't going to be in any trouble. Just want to know who did it. Well, John lied. Oh, it wasn't me. Wasn't me. And the chief was he was a good chief. Nobody was above the law, even his officers, okay? So he said, he brought John in a few times, said, John, you're not in any trouble. Insurance will fix it, no big deal, but I just wanted to know. Wasn't me. Okay, so they get a polygraph examiner out and said, John, to keep your job, you're going to have to take this lie detector test. Yeah, no problem. Well, he flunks it. So that proved right there that he was one that ran into the police car. Well, he was fired. Why was he fired? Wasn't that big of a deal? Well, he lied about it. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Why? Because his credibility was shot. let's say he's on the witness stand of a big, whatever, big murder trial or whatever, and the defense attorney had found out that he had lied about striking that police car, his credibility is shot. And in front of jury and in front of the God and everybody, you know, officer, John, have you ever lied? You know? And now you expect the jury to believe that you're telling the truth. Now, in this case, you see, the credibility is shot. They had to fire him because they couldn't trust him over some stupid little that he wasn't in any trouble. Just fess up. Yeah, I was in a hurry and I'm sorry. No big deal. Otherwise, he was a pretty good officer. But that I don't know why he lied. I could not. Man, that just, I'll never forget that. It really just nailed me. Thinking, why would he, you know? Nobody would have looked down upon him. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. But that cost him his job. Because he could not be trusted. He could not be believed anymore. And when it comes to something as far as on a witness stand on a trial, I guarantee you, truth is paramount. Because you swear before God to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. So, anyway, it's just a practical example of someone's lies cost them their job. So. I could probably go another hour and a half, but I won't. But, so Lord, we just thank you for this time. Lord, we just thank you for your truth. I pray, Father, that people listening to this, that whenever they're confronted, do I tell the truth or tell a lie, Father, I just ask that they would submit to the Holy Spirit and that they would see that the truth prevails, that it's a safe place, that you're a safe place, Lord, to be trusted. And so your word is truth, and Father, I just ask that the ultimate truth would be in people, that they would be real and accurate with their words. And as they speak, Lord, I just pray that their words would heal and not hurt. And we bless those people that are listening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I wasn't going to share this, but apparently I need to. As you're preaching about truth, as you're teaching about truth, this is what the Lord, the Holy Spirit, put on my heart. I heard the question. What do you call a herd of lions?
Pride.
Pride. What does the enemy do? 1 Peter 5:8. He roams around like a roaring lion.
Yep. That's good.
I want to encourage you today. Set aside what you think, how you feel, what you believe is truth. I want you to set it aside. And I want you to open your heart. It's very important that you open your heart. Set everything you aside. And give it to God. Open your heart for the truth. From the King, the Lion of Judah. Amen. He doesn't have to roam around.
Amen.
And he will remove every twisted lie that you've taken in his truth. And that will extinguish the pride. I keep hearing the word pride, mm-hmm. from twisted truths. And we're too proud.
Yep.
We're too proud. We've listened to the enemy and his crap.
Yep.
To the point that we have taken it as truth, and it's a twisted truth.
And pride can jump in your back pocket. Mm. You don't even know it's there.
Yep.
It's so easy.
Yep.
So we have to be constantly on guard. Thank you, Lord.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our handsome brother, Les German. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.